Yeah. Yes. George, one thing that occurred to me is to keep our own COLC people from privately or publicly yapping around, publicly except for Arthur Nunwood, but I wonder if maybe Rumsfeld could run this around. Well, the only ones that I can think of that would be a problem would be Romney, Stans, and Burns. What do you think?
All right.
Just to simply say that this was a statement that was developed from Connally's press conference and the other briefings representing the viewpoint. Don't you think it's a good idea?
Yes.
Let's have a united front of the thing. And as far as the business thing is concerned, I'm not so... I mean, I don't... The capitulation thing doesn't stand up, George, unless they have built up an idea that we're going to do something that we never intended to do, but maybe they have. Is that the point? In other words, they may have thought that Meany was...
No, I think the people are... they try to reach conclusions too rapidly.
Yeah.
Without thinking carefully about what is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anyone who really thinks about it would recognize that any time you can get labor to accept a reasonable degree of responsibility for doing something about high wage settlements...
That's right.
...that you have achieved something...
Enormous.
Enormous.
For a while, at least.
For a while.
I agree. And that's what you've got to... Let's get that around to a few people and so that we don't have the business people, whining around. Okay?
All right, sir.
Fine, George.
Yeah.